Welcome back to the Sports Update. I'm Mitch Lewis. First to Rugby League, and round 11 of the NRL kicks off tonight with the Newcastle Knights home to the Brisbane Broncos. The Knights heading into the match having snapped a 7-game losing streak last week. The Broncos do start as strong favourites despite not having won in Newcastle in 5 years. Injury concerns for the Broncos with both fullback Tamari Martin with a hip complaint and captain Adam Reynolds with his groin. Martin seems to have passed fit, and coach Kevin Walters says he expects the skipper to play as well.
Some of the work that he's been doing lately has taken a bit of a toll. He copped a knock last week in the game and sort of flared up a bit this morning, but he assures us he's going to be okay. I'll be surprised, very surprised, if he doesn't play tomorrow night.
A big blow for the Broncos in the NRLW, with reigning player of the year Millie Boyle and Australian representative Tamika Upton both confirmed to leave the side, signing with the Newcastle Knights for the 2022 season. Elsewhere, West Tigers co-captain James Tarmow has welcomed the midweek shock signing of Brent Naden from the Bulldogs, who the team coincidentally play this weekend. Tarmow says Naden is a good fit for the Tigers for where they want to progress.
I've got high praises for him. Obviously, playing with him at Penrith, you know what he does on the field. He just competes on everything. Kick goes up, he's there. He's always talking. So you know, with I guess a young group, that's something that we need.
Naden at this stage only sits on an extended bench and is no guarantee to play his old side. The game is on tomorrow night. Meanwhile, more good news for the Melbourne Storm, with Craig Bellamy signing on to coach the side again in 2023. Bellamy says a call from game immortal Andrew Johns helped make the tough decision.
He made a couple of points and they seemed to make a bit of sense to me. So, that sort of probably swung me the way I decided to go.
2023 will be Bellamy's 21st year in the role. To AFL, and rumours of Dustin Martin moving interstate away from the Tigers are being shut down. Though not from Dusty himself, Richmond great Matthew Richardson says the move doesn't make sense and he expects Martin to stay.
Playing in Sydney to get out of the fishbowl of Melbourne, I'm not sure there's any real meat and potatoes about that rumour. I'm not sure Dustin would have even confided in anyone if he was thinking that. I think it's grown legs.
A big night in swimming, with the once banned Shayna Jack making a massive return to the pool by qualifying for the Australian squad for this year's Commonwealth Games at the Australian Swimming Championships last night. Cody Simpson also making the squad after finishing third in the 100 metres butterfly, a result he says he never thought he'd achieve at this stage of his own comeback.
I only started training a little under 2 years ago, after like 10, 11 years out of the water, and I didn't even think I'd be remotely competitive, even racing, until this year at the earliest. So to potentially make a team already is just a bonus on the way to Paris.
To football, and Adelaide United and Melbourne City played out a nil-all draw in the first leg of their semi-final series. The two sides will next meet on Sunday. Saturday will see the second leg between Melbourne Victory and Western United. Two matches in overnight Super Netball, with the Giants defeating the Magpies 69-60 and Adelaide handing Queensland back-to-back losses with a 68-55 win. To basketball, and the Western Conference Finals begin today over in the NBA, with Golden State taking on Dallas. The Eastern Conference Finals kicked off yesterday with the Miami Heat defeating Boston 118-107. Golf's PGA Championship begins this morning with Cameron Smith among 8 Australians in the field. And Australian women's cricket coach Matthew Mott has been named England's men's coach for T20 and one-day cricket. That's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of the Sports Update.